message. God bless Texas.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. 10:59, joining us right now, staff meteorologist Corey Hartman, as we do have severe weather moving through. And Corey, I've been through this. I've seen this movie before when I worked in Toma way back in the day. Basically, a severe thunderstorm warning for the entire listening area. It's pretty much simple as that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a line of storms that stretches from Chippewa Falls all the way to Owatonna. And they're moving in a southeasterly direction. And depending on which weather service is issuing the warnings tonight, winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour. We do have some reports coming in from the Baldwin area, 58 miles per hour, and near Bay City, a 58 mile per hour gust at the Red Wing Airport. So that showing up here from 55 again to 60 miles per hour, not completely out of the question. New warning into portions of Minnesota just issued. Warning in effect for the Durand area all the way up to Eau Claire and all the way down to Lake City. Severe thunderstorm warning until 11:30. And again, they're saying 60 mile per hour winds expected in the Durand area. And then as you get into portions of Buffalo County, a severe thunderstorm warning there that goes for another whole hour until midnight, and they're saying 70 mile per hour winds are possible. Now, you might say, well, one warning says 60, one warning says 70. It is the same line of storms, just a different National Weather Service office, and of course, they're looking at it from two different sides of the storm, two different radars. The point here is winds to 60 are pretty much guaranteed in some places, and they could gust to 70 as things continue to slide and dip to the southeast.
And this is something, Corey, I've seen this before. This storm is going to just, it's this whole line. It's a big squall line that basically developed in Minnesota earlier tonight, and it's clipping along pretty good.
Yeah, it went through Minneapolis, of course, twins in a rain delay for quite some time and winds moving through there. There was a lot of damage in the Twin Cities area, big trees down from Stillwater all the way back into the metro. And that is what's been continuing to move through the area. Again, these things are only moving at about 35 to 45 miles per hour. So they're going to be with us for a little while. You've got to be getting some of the brunt of it right now in the Durand area, although it looks like on radar, the strongest winds are probably just to the east, northeast of you along Highway 85. And those will be sliding over toward the Mondovi area as we go through the next 10 to 15 minutes here. Also down toward Wabasha and Nelson.
Talking with staff meteorologist Corey Hartman this evening as we have a line of severe thunderstorms moving through the area. Basically, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for all of the WRD and listing area for Pepin County and to the north and west until 10:30, and from Buffalo and Wabasha County and to the south until midnight. Simple as that. Corey, do we have any tornado threat with this?
So a lot of these storms are packing a pretty decent punch, but it's mostly wind right now. If there was any tornado threat, it would be on the tail end of the storms down, let's call it between Owatonna and Albert Lea, Minnesota. So I think it's just straight line winds in this area. But of course, it doesn't matter if it's a weak tornado or a 70-80 mile per hour wind gust. You know, it's still going to do the same amount of damage. And of course, you know, corn looks good. Everything looks good. Last thing we need right now is for big winds.
What about the hail threat? Because that's also the other thing that the farmers right now are going to be worried about.
Yeah, thankfully, not a lot of hail with this. There may be some pea size north of O'Galley, but that's about it. Not really looking at a hail threat. Again, that would be further west and south down toward Albert Lea, Owatonna, Dodge Center, Rochester, Minnesota area.
And so again, severe thunderstorm warnings are in effect. Pepin, Pierce, Dunn, Eau Claire until 11:30 at Wabasha and Buffalo and Trempealeau until midnight tonight. And basically, whoa, the lights just flashed here. Basically, Corey, looking at my radar, basically Pepin to Red Cedar to Eau Claire is probably the leading edge of the storms right now as they continue to move southeast.
Yeah. Kerryville, you know, like you said, Duran, basically running right along Highway 85 right now, and then stretching down toward Pepin and just outside of Nelson right now. And again, the strongest winds on my radar, looking at it from the La Crosse Weather Service radar, going to be just to the east of Durand right now by about 4 or 5 miles.
All right. So we will keep you up to date here on the latest in the weather. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pepin, Dunn, Pierce, and Eau Claire counties until 11:30, and for Wabasha, Buffalo, and Trempealeau counties until 12 midnight. Stay tuned to WRDN. We will keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. It's 11:05. You're listening to WRDN Durand.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. 3 people are dead. 6 were shot this morning when a gunman opened fire in the valet area of the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada. The suspect was shot in a firefight with police and has been hospitalized in critical condition. Sparks, Nevada Police Chief Chris Crawford.
At this time, we have no reason to believe there is a connection between any of the victims and the suspect, and we have no known motive by the suspect.
The EU trade and tariff agreement is a done deal. ABC's Rachel Scott with what's in it.
As part of the deal, the EU will buy American military equipment and $750 billion worth of American energy. And they will drop all tariffs on most American goods. The U.S., however, will impose a 15%.
Thunderstorm watch number 555 remains in effect until 4 a.m. Tuesday, and now includes the following counties in Wisconsin, Buffalo, and Trempealeau. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
Oh, I love this scene.
Yeah, man. I bet we could pull off a street race like this.
Dude, totally.
Hey, you know this is just a movie, right?
Whoa, what?
You try this in real life, you could kill someone, or even yourself.
Life's not like the movies. Avoid a life-changing consequence and slow down, because this is one disaster you can't outrun. Speeding catches up with you. A message presented by NHTSA.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. Right now, get a 4-piece GE kitchen suite for under $2,000. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt Max XR 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Save big with deals that work as hard as you do. Shop Pro Savings Days in-store or online today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 8-1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good evening. I'm Brian Winnikin. Severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect for Pepin County until 11:30. Buffalo and Wabasha and Trempealeau counties until 12 midnight. Now Pierce and Dunn County, you guys are out of it. Why? Because the storms have moved through. Looking at Weather Service radar, most of Pepin County is now in the middle of this. Folks in Mondovi, heads up. It's only going to be a few more minutes. You're going to be affected by these storms as well. 60 mile an hour wind gusts and 70 mile an hour wind gusts are expected. Wabasha, Nelson, you're probably already being affected by these storms as well as they continue to move to the southeast at about 40 miles an hour. Basically, if I scroll out, the line of storms is all from around Medford, Wisconsin, all the way down back to Albert Lea, Minnesota. Yeah, pretty big line of storms. But zooming in, looks like we're seeing O'Galley, you're still kind of in the thick of it. Plum City, you're going to be out of it here. It'll still be raining, but you'll be out of it here shortly. Again, Mondovi, Modena, Nelson, folks in northern Buffalo County, far eastern Pepin County as well. Heads up all along Highway 10, simple as that. Oliva, you're going to be affected by these storms here shortly as well. 60 to 70 mile an hour winds are the main threat from these storms. We'll keep you up to date on the latest. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pepin County until 11:30. Wabasha, Buffalo, Trempealeau County until 12 midnight. We'll have another update here in about 6 minutes. Right now, here's John Anderson and Straight Tequila Nights.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. She's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila.
Saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down the
Yeah. We're up at evening and they have a huge dinner, so I'm ready for bed.
I think we're gonna be live by someone else calling you, baby. No, don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. It's someone else calling you, baby.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Luke Bryan, someone else calling you baby, 1117. I'm Brian Winnikin. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pepin County, also parts of Eau Claire County until 1130. Wabasha, Buffalo, Trempealeau County till midnight. Dunn County and Pierce County, you're out of it. This in from Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Please do not call dispatch. Do not call dispatch if your power goes out. Please call the your electric provider. Again, please do not call dispatch. If your power goes out, they can't help you. You have to call your electric provider. Corey, these storms moving through.
Has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Winona County in southeastern Minnesota, southeastern Buffalo County, northern La Crosse County, western Jackson County, Trempealeau County, until midnight. At 11:16 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Lake Holly to near Mondovi to near Kellogg, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 70 mile per hour wind gusts. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Severe thunderstorms will be near Osseo and Independence around 11:35 p.m. Arcadia and Whitehall around 11:40 p.m. Fairchild and Price around 11:45 p.m. Blair around 11:50 p.m. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 12 o'clock a.m. Tuesday for the following counties in Wisconsin, Buffalo and Trempealeau.
That new warning from La Crosse Weather Service, but Corey Hartman joins us once again and again. If your power goes out, please do not call dispatch. They can't help you. You have to call your electric provider. Corey is starting to get some reports, and I understand.
Yeah, quite a few reports starting to come in now. Power out in the Menominee area. Trees and power lines are reported down across the area from emergency management in Dunn County. Back to the west, Pierce County, train spotter, large tree blocking the road in Spring Valley, Van Buren and Silver Fox Road. In Ellsworth, trees and power lines are down with scattered power outages. Red Wing area, again, we had a 58-mile-per-hour gust at the Red Wing Airport. And then just southwest of Lake City, an automated weather station reported a 68-mile-per-hour gust. That was just about 5 miles to the southwest of Lake City. And that storm now, as mentioned, has already pushed through the Durand area. I know things are still quite heavy with rain and lightning and maybe some brief gusty winds. But the line, the front edge of that line now is from Eau Claire and Fall Creek. It's going through Mondovi now. In fact, a little enhanced area of wind near the Eleva area, Eleva and Strum. So if you're in that area between, we'll call it Mondovi to Gilmanton to Eliva, there's a little enhanced area there that could see some additional wind damage. Just kind of popped up on the radar here. And then we continue to slide down Highway 37 toward the Alma area. That's where winds are gusting pretty good in Buffalo County. And then Kellogg and Plainview in Wabasha County. Again, that is where we had a 68-mile-per-hour wind gust reported about 20 minutes ago in the Lake City vicinity. So that's what's moving through, has caused some damage, has caused a few power outages. As you said, the lights blinked in Durand, and now people are calling dispatch, what they should not do. They're just going to have to wait for the power to come back on and for crews to get out there. The rain does stretch all the way back to the Twin Cities, though, and there's a lot of lightning in there. And of course, crews usually do not work in the lightning. So it's going to be a little bit yet if your power is out. It'll come back on in some areas if it's just for protection purposes to save the grid. But if you've actually got lines down, that's probably going to be just a little bit because the storms are still moving through.
Again, from Mondovi to Oliva, Strum, Osseo, all along Highway 10, you're getting the worst of it right now. Looking at the Riverland Energy Co-op, we have power outages now in Mondovi, Modena, Gilmanton, Canton Townships, Alma Township as well. Over in with Pierce Pepin Co-op with their power outages as well right now. We're receiving reports of power out in El Paso, Ellsworth, Maiden Rock and Stockholm. Now Pepin is also reporting some power outages. Trenton and Diamond Bluff Townships, Waterville and Wabik Townships, also in Frankfort Township and in parts of Pepin County as well, all part of the Pierce Pepin Co-op service area. So again, if you do have power out, you need to contact your electric provider. Don't give dispatch a call because they're just not going to be able to help you. So Corey, but basically the severe thunderstorm warnings, these are kind of being canceled as quickly as they're, in some respects, as they're issued, because like Dunn's out of it, Pierce is out of it, parts of Eau Claire's out of it, and probably Pepin's going to be done with the severe part of it here shortly.
Yeah, Pepin just got cleared, actually, just as a couple of seconds ago here. So that's some good news. The storm is picking up speed. It's moving away from us. For some of us, we're going to get to go to bed here pretty quick.
Yep. Unfortunately, those of you in Oliva, Osseo, Independence, Whitehall, Wamondee, the Modena area, heads up, here it comes. You could be seeing 70-mile-an-hour winds here shortly as severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Buffalo and Trempealeau counties until midnight. Well, Corey, thank you very much. Looks like by the time we do another update here in about 10, 15 minutes, because I'll have some probably more damage reports. If you get some more damage reports, let us know, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks.
All right. That's Staff Meteorologist Corey Hartman. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Pepin or for Buffalo and Trempealeau counties. Now, Buffalo and Trempealeau counties until 12 midnight. We do have reports of some damage across the area as well, with trees down in Menominee, also in Stockholm as well, in parts of Pierce County. And we have power outages really throughout the entire WRDN listening area. If your power is out, if you're listening to us on the batteries, or maybe listening through us through your cell phone, a reminder that you need to call your electric provider here to get that taken care of. And it could take a while because, again, Corey's right, we got a lot of lightning around, and the electric linemen don't want to be up in the sky when lightning bolts are flying around. We'll keep you up to date. We'll give you at least another update here in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm reaching out to some of the sheriff's departments as well, see what any other announcements they need us to get on the air for you. It's 11:25.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from PureTalk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Morning, I was 7 years old in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said, Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, good die young. 10 years later, had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, good die young. Well, I got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep it rocking till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young,
she was totally awesome. She had a western drawl. She was pure Texas, y'all. Said her name was Eileen. She hailed from Abilene. She'd been known to drink a few and show off her Texas tattoo. And you'd want to hold on to Dallas. Texas tattoo. She'd call you bluff. Now this lady was tough. Yes, she'd slap you silly if you didn't like Willie. She had eyes blue as that Texas sky. And if the key is what she ordered, you might make it to the border and hope you could hold to Dallas, spend the night in San Antonio, reach Amarillo by morning. All the cowboys want a view of her Texas tattoo. Hand in hand, we'd cross that Rio Grande, then deep
Texas tattoo.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gibson Miller and Texas Tattoo. 11:36. I'm Brian Winnikins. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Trempealeau, Buffalo, Wabasha counties until 12 midnight. At this hour, National Weather Service radar showing that big line of storms basically from Medford, Wisconsin, back towards just the leading edge now near Osseo, and then all the way back down, well, let's see, as we keep going south, Fort Dodge, Iowa. Wow, that's a big line of storms continuing to move to the southeast at about 45 to 50 miles an hour. Now, things beginning to really speed up as this line of storms continues to move to the southeast. Those of you in Wamandee, Arcadia, Independence, Oliva, Osseo, Hale, Whitehall, you are all under the gun for the worst of it here at the moment. Mondovi, you are pretty much, you're still seeing some showers and storms, but the strong wind gusts, you should be done with that. Osseo, yep, it's basically just coming down the interstate right along I-94. Here it comes. And so a heads up for that. Ogallee, you're pretty much out of the severe part of it. Plum City, Bay City, Ellsworth, all pretty much out of it. Pepin, you should be out of it as well. Elma, you're still seeing some of the showers and storms as well. Fountain City, though, you're next on the hit parade as well for these 60 to 70 mile an hour winds from these storms. We have had reports of damage in Menominee, also in Spring Valley, Ellsworth as well. Reminder, if your power is out, call your electric provider. Don't call dispatch. They can't help you. You need to call your electric provider. Taking a look right now from Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, looks like hardest hit areas right now, town of Oak Grove and also River Falls and Trimble Township, all having some of the bigger power outages, at least the numbers of people that are out, or at least reports of power outages as well. But they are receiving outages as well in Duran Township, Waterville Township, Wabik Township, Frankfort Township, also Pepin as well, Oak Grove Township, Maiden Rock and Stockholm as well, El Paso, Ellsworth, all having reports of power outages here right now. And that coming from Pierce Pepin Co-op Services. Looking over at at Riverland Energy, rather, at their latest outage map. You can tell in the central portion of Buffalo County, down towards Alma as well. A lot of the townships really in central Buffalo County are reporting power outages, at least with Riverland Electric, and the XL Energy reporting outages here in the city of Durand and also in Plum City and Ellsworth as well, along with Wabasha and Eau Claire as well. So a lot of areas that do have power outages, maybe trees came down onto a power line, that sort of thing. If the line is actually down, well, you're going to be, could take a while here for some of these outages to be taken care of, for the simple fact that, yeah, the electric linemen, it's probably not a good idea for them to be up in the sky holding on to Mr. Electricity while there's lightning bolts flying around. So just keep that in mind. Stay patient. They will get to it. But if your power is out, please contact your electric provider to let them know. If you are traveling this evening, please drive with extra caution. Again, I haven't been able to, we haven't heard anything yet from some of the sheriff's departments as well around the area of trees down and all that. That could take a while. So if you are traveling tonight, please drive with extra caution. There could be damage around that corner. I'm always thinking about going, like, where our tower is. Boy, you come around that corner when you're going up that hill or going down the hill, depending on what part of the road you're on. You may find a bad surprise of either trees and or rocks or something like that in the road. So please drive with extra caution this evening, as there might be something that
the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Departments don't know about with a tree down. So please, again, drive with extra caution with that. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings continuing for Buffalo, Trempealeau County until 12 midnight. All the rest of the WRDN listening area, the severe thunderstorm warnings have been canceled. And as the storms move through, and as these storms do move through pretty quickly, any other watches that are in effect will also be dropped as well. Stay tuned to WIDN. If we have any additional information, we'll pass along to you, or we'll also have more information tomorrow morning as well. It's 7:41.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net, and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowboy's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here comes my baby, dragging my heart behind. He's driving me crazy. Who says love is blind? He's got a wonderful
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Robert Ellis Oral, and boom, it was over just like that. Pretty much like what these storms are moving through. As severe thunderstorm warning will be dropped for northern Buffalo County now, northern Trempealeau County as well. Southern Buffalo and southern Trempealeau counties, they are still under the gun as these storms move to the southeast at about 50 miles an hour now. 70-mile-an-hour winds being reported with these storms. 66-mile-an-hour winds were reported in Mondovi That from meteorologist Corey Hartman. Buffalo County Sheriff's Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Osborne saying, at least just texted, he said there are trees down and power lines down. They're still trying to get some other information. They've been receiving a lot of phone calls, same as Pepin County. I will tell you, Sheriff Winter also passed this along to me. Sheriff Osborne is also asking for this. And I would even say my daughter Brianna, who is the 911 operator in Monroe County, don't call dispatch if your power is out. They can't help you. Okay? They can't help you. You have to call your electric provider to let them know. So if your power is out, you're listening on the phone or you're listening on the batteries on the transistor radio, on the call dispatch if your power is out. Call your electric provider. Again, I know my daughter who works in 911 would say, thank you, Dad, for saying that. Because they're trying to also juggle a whole bunch of other things like, hey, there's a tree down and potentially a car accident or something like that. So please, please, please don't call dispatch if your power is out. Again, there were reports of 66-mile-an-hour winds in the Mondovi area. reports of trees down in Menominee, Spring Valley as well that we've received. Looking, we do have reports of power outages all over western Wisconsin at this hour. In the Pierce Pepin Co-op reporting power outages in portions of Pepin County that they serve, including Pepin, Waterville, Wabik Township, also Frankfort Township as well. Maiden Rock and Stockholm townships as well, Oak Grove, Pepin, River Falls, Trenton, Diamond Bluff, Trimble, El Paso, Ellsworth, all reporting power outages. Buffalo County for Riverland Energy. Wow, yeah, it's there's a whole bunch of power outages in the northern part of Buffalo County as well. A lot of the townships reporting at least one or two, a minimum, some up to 250. So, again, in Buffalo County, reports of a whole bunch of power outages as well. Really, a lot of them right now, at least coming in, are in the northern half of Buffalo County. Xcel Energy also has power outages not only in Durand, but also Plum City, Ellsworth, Wabasha, Lake City as well, Eau Claire as well, still a few power outages as well. And this could take a while for folks to get things put back together again, for the simple fact that if power lines are down, they have to try and get things, one, rebuilt or put back up onto the pole. And again, I just looked out the window and saw a real nice light show going on. So with all of the lightning, it could take a while to have power restored. So keep that in mind. And if you are traveling this evening...
And hey, what do you say? Let's be careful out there.
Be very careful out there because there are trees down. And while we're getting some reports, there might be reports that, again, the sheriffs and highway departments have not received yet. You might be going around a corner and all of a sudden you come around a corner and there's a big old tree down. Or if, you know, a bluff area, you might come around a corner and there might be a washout with the rocks on the road and all of that. So please slow down, drive with extra caution this evening, because it's going to take a while for folks to be able to figure out where stuff is and for everyone to get things cleared off. So slow down, take it easy, and they'll get it. Hopefully they'll have everything all picked up, cleaned up, and the power will be back on as well here later on during the overnight and in morning. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for southern Buffalo, southern Trempealeau counties. The rest of the WRDN listing area, we're pretty much now going to see your garden variety thunderstorms here through the overnight. We could see some heavy rain at times as well. We'll have more on the weather if we need to. Otherwise, I'm going back home to bed to, you know, get ready for the morning farm show. So I'll be back here in a little bit. It's 11:55.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first
fill-up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25-cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That's what we're taught. Well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Keeping your cool in this heat is hard. It's even harder for firefighters. ABC's Victor Oquendo spoke to a fire department in Georgia on how...